steam's breath. Because steam's got to come out.
Did you always wear a suit down there to work?
Not in the summertime. I didn't wear any shorts to the church. Everybody went along to the church. It was time for the necktie. You had to wait on people as well as go back there and do a turn in the back. Boys that worked in there did about time. They wore a clean shirt. I always tried to keep a coat handy. Never knew when you're going to need one. Have a meet with a bunch of ladies and going through the court. I belonged to everything in town.
We're talking about that house. When you were coming up, what did y'all have over the windows to keep the lights out? I mean, to keep the light out, man.
Oh, wait. We have shades like this, almost like this. We run them up and down. In the living room, they put curtains, lace curtains. They managed to make them, get a hold of some lace and make some curtains. They wash those things, put them on the farm, dry them on the farm, you know. They had regular farms to put the curtains on. Instead of hanging them on the line, wouldn't have to iron them. Anyway, the lace wouldn't hang, have a hard time ironing. Put starch in it, it didn't do. So they put them on those frames. When they got through drying them, they could just take them, hang them right up, and all they had to do was iron the edges of what the balance was. Iron the edge of it.
Did y'all have a pantry or anything like that in the kitchen?
In those days, we didn't have any refrigeration. Probably. Later on, we did have an ice box. We had what we called a safe. Old-fashioned safe. Kept some of the silver and some of the in a drawer. We didn't have any silver, but anyway, the heating equipment in one drawer. Kept some saucers in there, cover about big and about as wide as that. Table across the top, porcelain, tin, and containers all up here, cabinets all above it, going on up as high as you can reach. One side there was had screen over the cheesecloth or something to keep the flies out. Any bad foods you had or whatnot, you put in the safe that you're going to carry over for the next meal. And then after you get the icebox and stuff, some of them had that big icebox that we had a medium size. Had to buy the ice every day and the man delivered it. Got to where we could afford the ice.
When you're out there in the country, what other buildings did you have around besides on the barn?
We had a big barn. The man had used to store feed for his cattle in. I guess on that homestead he had to put his corn and stuff like that in it. It was quite a barn. It had an attic to put the hay in. And down below, he had different containers for cow feed, horse feed, whatnot. Of course, he didn't have any tractors in. Nothing to worry about the machinery.
Did they have any buildings just for storing corn or anything like that?
Well, they had a corn crib there in it. So they'd shuck that corn, throw it into the corn bin. My brother-in-law up there in Missouri, he got a silo. He's got a machine that shells his corn, picks his corn, shells his corn, and everything else. He let that thing go through a field lab full of corn, he's got a corn picker, he picks it.